Now that we've looked at the Orlando nightclub radical Islamic shooter in the investigation, we turn to the shooter's inspiration, which, of course, would be ISIS. While dismissed by many, including Barack Obama, ISIS has grown into a violent occupant of the world with goals that have its terror reaching out in many ways and at a variety of levels. Here to discuss how ISIS is recruiting and connecting with and creating terrorist time bombs in ways and numbers that really Bin Laden could have only dreamed about is terrorism expert, founder of the website Jihad Watch, best-selling author of his latest book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS, Robert Spencer. Thanks for being here, Robert.
Thanks for having me on.
And the website, of course, is jihadwatch.org, where Robert writes expertly and, most importantly, factually about things that we are talking about here and other ideas. So I'll paraphrase here, but Barack Obama, a few days ago, when questioned about his refusal to use the term radical Islamic terrorist, responded with, basically, what difference does it make? Your reaction to that?
Well, it makes a tremendous amount of difference. That is essentially what he said. He raised a number of rhetorical questions. Among them was, would it win us any allies? And, of course, the answer to all those questions was no. But he did not raise the most important question of all, and that was, is it true? And would it help us understand the threat better so that we could counter it more effectively? He didn't dare raise that question, because the answer to that question is yes. And his refusal to characterize this enemy properly has made our response to it absolutely run off the rails.
So in the meantime, the focus becomes the Second Amendment and guns, where, I mean, this sounds simplistic, but I saw a post on Facebook, guns don't kill people, radical Islamic terrorists kill people.
Yes, of course. And the idea that a jihadi would be stopped by a gun law is absurd. They have very strict gun laws in France and in Belgium, and yet jihadis were able to carry out major attacks in Paris and Brussels in November last year and then earlier this year. And so the idea that they would be stopped by gun laws is ludicrous. Obama is just using this to try to press forward his own agenda.
In your latest book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS, and it's really an easy to absorb, and I think for you listening, an important collection of information to absorb, because it presents what I think too many people are overlooking. ISIS is not some sort of newly constructed cult looking at a tomorrow solely. They're using their history, the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, as the foundation for them to say to people, look what you had, your heritage, your history, your ancestors had that was taken away. Let's go get it back.
Exactly. And this is the core of their appeal around the world, and the reason why 30,000 young Muslims from around the world, from 100 countries, have gone to Iraq and Syria, as well as to Libya, to join Islamic State and its affiliate in Libya. And so it also has to be noted that the Orlando shooter, in pledging allegiance to ISIS, was showing yet again the power of its appeal, its claim to be the caliphate. And there are many, many other young Muslims in the United States who also believe in the Islamic State, and we will be hearing from them as well.
Robert Spencer, his new book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. He's also founder of Jihad Watch. Jihadwatch.org is on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned about others lying in wait. Radical Islamic terrorists, they're very patient, aren't they?
Very patient. They're fighting a war that's been going on for 1,400 years. I've heard various American officials, General Petraeus several years ago, said that this war could last 10 years. And I thought this just yet again illustrates how in Washington they're in complete denial about what we're dealing with. As long as there are people who believe that the Quran is the word of Allah and Muhammad is a prophet, there will be some of them who will be coming at us and trying to kill us. And that is never going to end.
I recall, I think it was Pew Research did an international poll as part of a documentary, By the Numbers. We had the narrator on a couple of times now over the past year. And I'm going off the top of my head, so I might be off a point or two percentage-wise, but it said that, I believe, 22% of Muslims around the world believe that suicide bombing and jihad is justified. And people would say, well, that's 22% versus 78%. It's a concern, not a problem. But when you take into account, that means 190 million Muslims in the world think blowing up people is okay. We got a problem.
We do have a problem. That's absolutely true. And it's even worse than that, because the Quran guarantees paradise to those who kill and are killed for Allah. That's the only guarantee of paradise anywhere in the Quran. And so they, 190 million people are willing to admit that they believe that. But the actual number is absolutely, without any doubt, much higher.
Mention how radical Islamic terrorists are patient. They're not clandestine. You look at everything that ISIS declares, they're not afraid to be right in your face.
It's like Mein Kampf. Hitler told the world what he intended to do and how he intended to do it, and everybody laughed him off and said he was a nut. Nowadays, the Islamic State, if you look in the book, they've been quite detailed and quite explicit about what they want to do. And just recently, they renewed a call for Muslims to kill American civilians during Ramadan. We're in Ramadan now, the Muslim month of fasting. It is no coincidence or accident that the Orlando massacre happened during Ramadan. Omar Mateen was heeding the call of the Islamic State for such attacks during this time.
We had, of course, the FBI had the Orlando shooter in their grasp. They didn't have enough, at least by their measurement standards, Fourth Amendment rights, whatever you want to call it, to hold or continue a watch. We can look at the Fort Hood shooting. We can look at the Boston bombing shooting. We can look at the event that you were a part of with the Muhammad cartoon. Let's talk about that. I mean, going into the event, were you believing that something like what was attempted was going to be attempted?
Well, we certainly thought it was a possibility, and that's why we had very, very high security. We wanted to protect the people who were attending the event, and we did. The fact is that the intention of our event there was to protect, was to defend the idea that the freedom of speech is important and must be protected, that we will not bow to violent intimidation. If they're going to say we're going to kill people who draw cartoons, we have two choices. We either draw cartoons or we surrender and submit, and we were never going to surrender or submit. We had very high security. The security took out the jihadis. That was exactly as it should have been.
When we talk about recruiting, talk about the media savvy of ISIS. In particular, as you write about in The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS, the Black Flags series of ebooks. I mean, these are, again, there's magazines. They seem to be able to, if someone in the media attacks them, even in government attacks them, they seem to be able to hack into the source of that attack and say, well, you got words? Guess what? We got the technology, and we could take you down that way, too.
They have very highly skilled people working for them. The idea that poverty causes terrorism and the terrorists are generally poor and uneducated is something that only Barack Obama and John Kerry believe. In reality, the Islamic State, through its claim to be the caliphate, has been able to attract very highly trained, highly skilled professionals. Their media savvy comes directly from that. Their public relations savvy comes directly from that. The e-book series, the Black Flags e-book series, are chilling in their absolutely cold-blooded and very explicitly detailed plans for how to sow mayhem and catastrophe and mass murder in the United States and elsewhere. And they are also very carefully couched to be appealing to very pious-believing Muslims. And obviously they've been effective.
Without a doubt, and we've talked about the numbers of recruiting in the Western countries, not just in the Middle East. We're talking with Robert Spencer, his new book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. He's the founder of Jihad Watch, jihadwatch.org, on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Given your understanding of radical Islamic thinking and the terrorism, when you have a Barack Obama, John Kerry, again, I'll paraphrase, basically say, well, if we just have some job fairs in the Middle East, we'll find an answer to terrorism. How much does idiocy like that empower the terrorism?
Well, it's very bad because, in the first place, we're paying for our own destruction because the outgrowth of John Kerry's ridiculous idea is that we have to give money to countries that are hotbeds of terrorism, and that will solve the problem. And so we've spent tens of billions of dollars building schools and hospitals and highways in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere, and we have nothing to show for it. It didn't keep a single terrorist from joining his terror group. It did not turn anybody's mind into thinking, oh, the United States is not so bad. We shouldn't fight terrorists. We shouldn't mount terrorist attacks against them, because the jihad terror imperative comes from the Quran and Muhammad. It doesn't come from them thinking we've been mean. And the problem also is that while we're spending all this money on these programs, Meanwhile, the jihadis are really recruiting. The most ludicrous example of this is more recent. In Minneapolis, they've started these basketball programs and job training programs among Somali Muslims in Minneapolis, where many of them have gone to join the Islamic State. And they think if they give them a basketball, they'll be too distracted and won't join the Islamic State. It's condescending, it's stupid, and it's based on this ridiculous false assumption.
And once again, going back to the in-your-face attitudes, you have people like Aman Chowdhury in Great Britain who is living off of the welfare state because, well, he needs the time to go out there and rattle the sabers for ISIS.
Yeah, and see, the Quran says that Muslims must fight against the people of the book, that's mainly Jews and Christians, until they pay the jizya, which is a tax. And in traditional Muslim societies, and in ISIS, because it considers itself to be the caliphate, any Christians who remain, the Jews have all been expelled or killed, but any Christians that remain have to pay this tax that the Muslims are exempt from paying. And so it's really the basic idea is in the Quran that the non-Muslims owe the Muslims money and have to pay for their upkeep. And so when Antib Chowdhury and others like him go to Britain, they live off welfare. It's just what the way the world is supposed to be, that the non-Muslims pay for the Muslims to live.
Wrapping up our time with Robert Spencer with his new book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. He's also the founder of Jihad Watch on the web at jihadwatch.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. For the person who is dismissing ISIS and using what happened in Orlando for political means, for going after the Second Amendment, talk to that person right now and explain what, in fact, they are indeed doing as far as the war on terrorism is concerned with that line of thinking.
Well, it's quite simple, you know. It's very obvious. They are disarming us in the face of a ruthless, violent, and advancing enemy.
It's simply and quite clear as that. And if you want to find out the cause and effect, you need to find out the foundation of what something is standing on. And with The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS, which is Robert Spencer's new book, he indeed gives you the history. You can certainly argue amongst yourself whether or not it's being converted or perverted. You can look at Islam and read the direct words from the Quran and understand that the words have meaning and the words are being used to give direction. And that direction is something that we've seen now time after time after time that seems like the Western countries are reacting to as opposed to being proactive in defense and getting ahead of the enemy, which is an obvious need as we're coming to learn right now because, as I said in the introduction, the attacks are going to come at all levels. The warnings are in your face, and the patience of the terrorist is just adding to the risk, the danger, and the tenuous situation that is existing that liberty is trying to survive against. The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS, jihadwatch.org. Robert Spencer, thanks so much for holding up the truth for everyone to hopefully gain a better understanding to learn from and to move forward with and to share with people in their lives. And to help us understand exactly what the true threat is versus what some people want to make it to be. And unfortunately, some of those people are in high positions, but hopefully that too can change this November. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.